Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and as a reminder to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And of course, you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. Back with us is Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes, and I just love the storyline that continues with the Astros. They get stronger and better each and every week. What's going on?
Well, they're back home, so it's a lot more fun now that they're home, but they've had three walk-offs this week, and it just continues. There's a different hero every day, getting contributions up and down the lineup. Carlos Correa is an absolute machine. So, you know, the Astros still look good going into postseason play. Again, still a lot of seasoning left here, right around 40 games for the majority of the teams. A lot that can happen in 40 games.
Are you surprised that they still have their naysayers and some folks think they're going to collapse?
No, I think it's kind of fair because they haven't been there. They haven't done it. You see a team like the Angels, who has a roster that's supposed to be competitive right now, the best team in the American League last year. I feel like a lot of people just sit and wait for these teams to take over at the end of the season. And it seems like more times than not in Major League Baseball, you will see these teams put together that run when they have a good veteran core. Though the Astros, if you've really watched them this year like I have, you will know that they really find a lot of different ways to win, and the teams that tend to succeed if they get to postseason play are the teams that can win a 3-2 game, a team that can win a 10-8 game, a team that can steal a base and get two runs on one hit rather than having to string together 11. The different variations that the Astros have used to win games this year definitely has to be encouraging to those who watch a lot of baseball.
You know, Andy, we've seen teams in the month of September collapse, but it feels so right with the Astros. I mean, it feels like this is a year of destiny.
It feels like it. I mean, it's hard to say. I don't like to jinx it. I don't like to say that this is the favorite
team. You don't believe
team.
In that, do you? Come on.
Well,
you're a baseball guy, so I guess you got to be careful.
The Houston fans, they've seen so much losing over the last 10 years. The last time the Astros got to the playoffs was 2005, and that was a wild card season, a season where they got in that back door. This year, very different. They've been in first place almost the whole year. Really, the fans haven't experienced something like this since 2001. Being the National League Central, having to compete with the Cardinals every year, you could put up 93-win seasons and not get into playoffs as a division winner. So this is unique right now for the Astros, and it definitely has to feel special for their fans. Have to complete the season. There's a lot of hard games coming up, especially a series in New York at Yankee Stadium.
Okay, we're talking about going on the road. Why have they struggled on the road? Is that just the mark of a young team?
I believe so. I believe that when you look at a good team, you also look at a good young team. And you have to understand that there are going to be growing pains with that. With one team, it might be that they just can't win one-run games. Another team, they can't win on the road. Another team, they make a bunch of blunders in the ninth inning. They run into outs often. They make errors in the field. There's some sort of young identity I feel like you'll find with a lot of these teams that are successful maybe a little bit before they should be. And with the Astros, they can't win on the road for whatever reason. They're going to have to correct that once postseason play comes. And you don't necessarily have to be great on the road, but if you can win about 48 to 50% of your games, then the way they play at home, it's going to cancel that out, and it's also going to propel them to a playoff position.
Talking Astros, MLB News and Notes with our very own Andy Pondillo right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and I know our fans, they love to have you on our show each and every week. Andy, tell them where they can reach you.
That's climbingtowelshill.com. My podcast is Astro Chat on there.
Okay, lots of love for CC Squared. That's right, C Squared. Carlos Correa, you think he's the AL Consensus Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, there can't be any other Rookie of the Year right now. Carlos Correa is hands down the best shortstop in all of the American League when you're talking about the complete game. He has more home runs than any other shortstop. He makes fabulous plays every day, and the guy is just absolutely clutch. Gets his first walk-off single for the Astros to beat the Rays. The day before that, he tied the game in the eighth inning. You might subtract him from the lineup, you probably lose both of those games, or at least that other one gets extended. So the way that he's able to contribute in these late pressure situations for a 20-year-old, it is pretty amazing. There hasn't been a prospect like this to come to Houston, and probably ever, when you talk about that type of age.
As an Astro fan, should we fall in love with this guy? I don't want my heart to get broken. I mean, is he going to be traded? Like, I mean, what's the future with the Astros?
No, he's a long-term Astro.
Okay, good.
I can't imagine Jim Crane letting this guy go when he's a free agent. I would expect the Astros to, if he continues, of course, he stays injury-free, knock on wood, a lot can happen. But if he's 3 years into his duration with the Astros, I could see them trying to lock him up to a major deal very quickly. Before he even sniffs free agency, I could see him sniffing $150 million long before that. So he still has a long way to go. He's 20 years old. It's a lot to put on a 20-year-old kid. You think of yourself, where was I when I was that age? But this guy, what he can do when he talk about fielding, base running, hitting for power, hitting for average, it is a rare combination of talent. It's something that you see Mike Trout doing. It's something that now you finally see Bryce Harper doing. But are they doing it from the shortstop position? That is what makes it really special.
Well, and you got to love, Andy, how he is embracing pressure. I mean,
there really
he's playing
is nothing,
free.
There is nothing that takes him out of his game thus far. If they shift him to the left side, he's pinging the ball to the right side. If they play him straight up, he'll pull the ball through the 5.5 hole. If he's got to get a big hit at the end of the game, you know, he's not going to succeed every time. Nobody will. But you know that he's going to give you a good hard at bat. You rarely see the guy going down swinging on three strikes. He's the guy in the lineup that nobody's going to want to face with the game on the line. It's already starting to get that way. We've seen when the Astros played Detroit, Brad Ausmus was very quick to walk him in that series. He drew three walks in one game, and they just aren't going to let him beat him. I mean, there's pitches that weren't even near the plate. It's obvious what they were doing. So he's become that guy in the lineup everybody stops to look at.
We can start early at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. It is Astros Talk with our very own AP, Andy Pondillo, our MLB news and notes. And so as we were talking about Carlos Correa, what about Jose Altuve? Talk to me about your boy. I mean, he's getting hot, and he could be poised for a batting title.
Yeah, another batting title run. All of a sudden, people were thinking that, Jose hasn't been as good this season. I mean, he batted 340 last year. He's right up getting near that 310 marker again. He's been pinging balls all over the field. His off-field stroke looks like it's really in tune now. I never really had any doubts. I think the bar has been set so high on him that it's easy to be disappointed. Altuve beats you in a lot of ways with the bat, and he doesn't necessarily have to hit the ball hard to do it. He beats out grounders. He pings little doinkers over in the right field. He's a pest. He's a guy opposing teams are going to hate. And then when he gets on base, he's a very good base stealer as well. So everything the Astros do offensively goes through Altuve, goes through Correa, and then once you get George Springer back, that top of the order, that is what really would lead a lot of analysts to believe that this offense is even better than what they've done so far this year.
And also good news, Lance McCullers returns to the big leagues this weekend.
Yeah, they've been saving his innings down to minor leagues. They sent him down to Double-A. He hasn't pitched but one game since they sent him down. It wasn't a true demotion. We go back to 2012, Steven Strasburg, who got shut down. That was a huge ordeal for the Washington Nationals, which essentially threw away division series to save a pitcher innings, and they haven't been past that division series since. Astros don't want to be that team. Jeff Luhnow, a little bit wiser than what the Nationals did. He's going to send McCullers down to the minor leagues, save his innings, save the pitches. Don't overwork this kid. Have him ready for September through the stretch run. Have him ready for a possible postseason series. McCullers has as good a stuff as anybody you're going to find in the major leagues right now. He's 21. It's not completely refined, but right now he is a top three pitcher on this Astros rotation. You want him there when it counts.
Okay, we're heading into the month of September. What does your gut tell you where the Astros are at this point and what they could potentially do?
I feel like regardless of what they do, if they even just play a little bit under 500, I don't know if there's a team in this division that will put together a charge. Now, the Angels are the likely choice. The Rangers have come on strong. I feel like the Astros just have to play that 500 marker, get to 88 wins, get to 89 wins. It might be enough for the AL West this year. There really isn't a team in there that has put together a complete stretch run, in my opinion. Even when they get hot, they fall back pretty quickly. Every time you see the Rangers start to turn this thing around, then all of a sudden their bullpen blows some games. Every time the Angels start to turn this thing around, they go somewhere and get swept. So these teams, they're just not complete teams. They're not teams I think can run down the Astros. They're more wild card type contenders. The Astros don't collapse. They should win this division. They have to play better on the road. And if they have another road trip like they did the last one where they just look completely awful, that could definitely hurt them and bring them back to the pack. So 500 on the road, continue doing what they do at home. They definitely have the offense. They have the pitching staff to do this.
Always the best. Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes. We zero it in on his Houston Astros. Thank you so much, Andy. Stay dry. It's so wet out there.
No problem. Good thing Minute Maid has a roof.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.